Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Kempire is brought to you by...
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and we are partnering with Rose Forever so that you can get yourself or your mother figure something beautiful, something that will last at least a year. So many of you have checked out Rose Forever in our collaborations in the past, and you said, I've had my roses for 2 years. Guys, it might be time for you to upgrade or change those roses. However, we always have a discount code for you. Kempire20MD, that's for Mother's Day, is now available for $20 off. It will only be available during this Mother's Day collaboration that we have. Be sure to check out the description for more details on how you can get roses, candles, even other beautiful flowers that will last you at least a year from our friends over at Rose Forever. Again, more information will be available in the description.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Bravo made a huge announcement this morning naming 4 new shows, including a new Real Housewives show. Can you guess the city? Not only that, Sutton Strack is on Jeff Lewis and talking about and giving an update on her friendship with Garcelle Bouvet and whether or not Avi works for her anymore. So before we get to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills news, including whether or not people are coming back or not coming back. So first, let's get into the new Bravo shows that are coming. So as you know, there's been speculation on a new Real Housewives city. We were hearing 2 new Real Housewives city. But today, Bravo, for the first time, confirmed that The Real Housewives of Rhode Island is coming. But that wasn't the only show that they announced. They also announced like a Valley spinoff, it feels like. Okay, so let's just talk about this. So Bravo broke the news today. They said, today we announced 4 shows coming to Bravo. The Real Housewives of Rhode Island, Ladies of London, and if you are a fan of the original show, this is a reboot. Not sure exactly who's involved just yet, but we'll get into the descriptions in just a second. The Valley, Persian Style, and the WT stands for working title. So that might not be the final title, but them saying the Valley, Persian Style, for me, this is the reboot of Shahs of Sunset. I'm not sure why they felt the need to do a reboot of Shahs of Sunset. It was doing perfectly fine, maybe with some changes to the cast. But apparently the OGs will be returning according to multiple reports, not including Mike. Mike is a bad look for the network, and a lot of people speculated that he was the reason why the show got canned or put on pause. Then they say Wife Swap, and we heard rumors about this a couple of weeks ago about Wife Swap, including that Melissa Gorga might be a part of this, and Angie K from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So Wife Swap is coming back, and they said the Real Housewives edition. Andy Cohen is making a whole lot of money over there at Bravo. So the speculation of him leaving, he could leave, but he will forever be making a check at Bravo and NBC Universal. So let's first get into the descriptions of this announcement. First of all, let's talk about Wife Swap, the Real Housewives edition. Bravo is describing this show as when a real housewife takes off her stilettos and steps into a real housewife's shoes. All bets are off as 2 of entertainment's most iconic franchises are mashed up, leading to a laugh out loud moments, personal epiphanies, and an opportunity to see if the grass is truly greener. So that will be interesting. And look, I'm open to new shows. I'm open to new concepts, especially when it doesn't have to do with necessarily showing their real lives. Because I feel now a lot of people, brand new or people that have been on reality TV a long time, they have a hard time being real. So maybe mix it up where they can just have fun because they have fun personalities. Maybe. Let's talk about this Shahs of Sunset reboot. This is what I'm calling it. But they're describing it, Bravo is describing it, the Valley Persian Style working title. They said Reza, Gigi, and MJ share an unbreakable bond, one built on years of friendship, fiery clashes, and the kind of history that never fades. They also share a deep connection to their Persian culture, something that runs just as strong in the group of friends they now call family. As they take on the next stage of life in the Valley, Their world is bigger, their circle is bolder, and their challenges are more real than ever. As we'll see, their next chapter in life isn't quieter, it's just more complicated. I love the way that they describe that. And look, The Valley right now, which was a spinoff of Vanderpump Rules, makes sense. It seemed to work. It showed an elevation, an evolution of what we got from when they were younger. So maybe this new version of Shaza Sunset will be different and even more interesting. But quiet as it's kept, Vanderpump Rules was sort of like on its way out and needed a revamp. So Shaza Sunset necessarily wasn't on their way out. Yes, there was a lot of toxicity, but people were still watching. But maybe, look, change it up before people stop watching. I mean, hint, hint to some of these other shows on Bravo. So Ladies of London, if you've been a fan of Ladies of London, then you probably will be able to appreciate this. So they're rebooting Ladies of London. It said Ladies of London is back with a new wave of British blue bloods, ambitious American expats, and glamorous international socialites. For those that didn't know the premise, this is exactly what Ladies of London was. It wasn't just actual people from London, okay? As tradition clashes with the fast-paced globalized world, these power players redefine what it means to be a woman of status in one of the most iconic cities in the world. Here, connections are currency and the crown isn't the only thing up for grabs. And I know what you're thinking. Will this be the place that Caroline Stanberry is able to return? Well, there was speculation that she might return to Real Housewives of London, which is a show that was announced, but that show will only be on Hey You in the UK and things like that. However, I heard that Caroline Stanberry was not even considering doing Real Housewives of London, maybe because she was holding out for Ladies of London, but she doesn't live in London. She lives in Dubai. So here's the other show, Real Housewives of Rhode Island, which has been a conversation for months now, maybe even more than that. So this is how they're describing the Real Housewives of London. They said, set against the shores of the Ocean State, the Real Housewives franchise expands into the world of a tight-knit circle of Rhode Islanders who have deep community roots and families that go back generations. With aspirational lives, thriving businesses, and tangled family dynamics, these decade-long friendships prove that in a state this small, there's no escaping your past or each other. I'm interested because here's the thing. A lot of people did not see it for Salt Lake City. Like, Salt Lake City, of all cities that you could do. Everyone's been asking for Chicago for years. People have been asking for other cities for years. But Salt Lake City has really proven to be an amazing city.
Receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots.
It's not about the city. Yes, the city plays a huge part, like when you think about Real Housewives of New York, but it's more so about the friend circles, the true connections, the personalities. I'm going to give it a try. I never thought about Rhode Island, but here we are. Speaking of the Real Housewives, we have to talk about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So Sutton Strack was on Jeff Lewis this week, and she had a lot to say in regards to her friendship with, or maybe not a lot to say when it comes to her friendship with Garcelle Bouvet. And I have to give Jeff Lewis credit here because he made a lot of sense. He was very rational. And based off of Sutton's responses, it's sort of like you are trying to make us believe that you don't care or things are not exactly the way that it seems. Based on what we've seen and what we've heard, Garcelle is done with Sutton. She doesn't want to tell the world that because she's very fearful of no longer being a fan favorite. Too late, Sutton. And she's concerned for the next season. Let me just give you a synopsis of what was said in this. Okay, well, actually, I'll play the clip first so that you guys can see what Sutton had to say on Jeff Lewis.
Do you think, she called you all assholes, and she also unfollowed all of you.
Yeah.
Did she follow you again or no?
You know, I don't pay attention. As Doug mentioned earlier this morning, I am terrible on the Instagram.
I got to stop Sutton there. She's trying to make it seem like she's not good on the Instagram. However, in the previous interview, she knew that Garcelle still followed her other Sutton accounts for her brand. She knew about that, though. Okay. So she now is not good on the Instagram, but she knew about that, which Garcelle immediately unfollowed when she said that in an interview.
Pay attention to if somebody's followed me. Or, like, I wouldn't even know how to do that. You know?
So, she didn't unfollow everybody. She kept Jennifer Tilly and Kathy Hilton, Garcelle.
Who are not full-time, by the way.
Okay.
But weren't you
Does it matter whether or not Kathy Hilton and Jennifer Tilly are full-time on who she's following on social media? That doesn't make any sense. But okay, go off.
Closest to her?
Very.
So obviously she's upset with you if she's unfollowed you.
Well, you know. Okay.
Have you guys spoken?
We spoke the day that she made her announcement.
Yeah. How was that conversation?
It was, you know, she's...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Just said something I couldn't talk to anybody because I knew that you would convince me not to leave. Like, yeah, that's probably true.
You said recently, I can only imagine that she needs a clean break right now. I love her and I'm giving her the space she needs. I was going to ask if Avi wrote that, but did you write that? Who wrote that?
That statement.
I said it.
It's Keats.
Wow. Do you feel like I'm not privy to all of, like, you know, what happens behind the scenes, but it seems from, you know, I'm an avid watcher, and it seems like she was most hurt by you.
I'm sorry for that. You know, I would never want to hurt Garcelle intentionally. So I'm sorry that she feels that way. And I'm sorry, you know, that it went down like that. I hope that I can rectify things later. Sometimes I think when you're really close with someone and you get hurt in the relationship, sometimes you need some time away to heal. And I'm hoping that we can rectify and fix everything.
Do you think that there's a part of you that really wants to be liked by the whole cast? And as a result, you may overlook maybe the people that are really closest to you and most loyal, like Garcelle? Because I feel like she would have taken a bullet for you. Like, I found her to be very incredibly loyal to you.
Look at that conversation she had with Reba, right? Where she even stuck up for her.
But, you know, I also met with Garcelle's family. And
what was that response? Why not at least acknowledge that Garcelle has been a very good friend to you and has gone above and beyond? And I'm tempted to see that she will start talking about all the things that she's done for Garcelle, bought for Garcelle. You're not going to get away from Dorit's accusations that you buy your friends.
Right, but maybe, so you agree that Garcelle is probably most hurt by you.
That proves the point that you were the closest with her.
I think that, you know, down the road, Garcelle and I just need to have a really long, thoughtful conversation that's private. But, you know, I just hate that. I hate that this has happened.
Yeah.
Garcelle was...
And why does the conversation need to be private? This all played out. You weren't a good friend to her on the show. And word on the street, she didn't even watch the reunion. I don't know if I believe that. A lot of these people like to act as if they don't watch television or don't watch the reality show that they're on. They do. Even if they watch, they're just their scenes. No, this private conversation, no, you need to have this publicly because not only did you hurt Garcelle, you hurt a lot of people that have been defending you and riding with you in your friendship with Garcelle.
A very good friend, and I love her dearly.
So that wasn't the only thing. Shout out to Reddit because this was a synopsis on the interview that Sutton did with Jeff Lewis. So they wrote this on Coco's mama on Reddit wrote this. They said, did anyone else hear Sutton on Jeff Lewis today? Apparently she let Avi go because that was a lot of speculation whether or not, for those that don't know who Avi is, I'll remind you, Avi was her house manager, property manager. Okay. She said, apparently she let Avi go, hasn't spoken to Garcelle since the announcement was made, and didn't watch the reunion. She still doesn't understand her role in Garcelle leaving, saying she's sorry if she offended her. Jeff made fun of her not having any allies next season since Avi and Garcelle are gone, so she needs to get new ones. Sutton downplayed it, saying that the other women always come for her, so it's nothing new. They talked about Augusta, and she made a point to say how close she, Garcelle, and Kyle became and how much they bonded. Jeff brought up Garcelle's conversation with her mom, and despite their relationship improving remarkably since then, she said, well, I met her family, too.
All right, girl.
Downplaying Garcelle and what Garcelle did. A lot of us were like, Garcelle, don't do that. Don't get involved. Don't get involved. But she did anyway because she was trying to be a good friend to Sutton. And now, even after all of this, even after the reunion, Sutton does not see her part. To his credit, Jeff made a point to bring up how much Garcelle has had her back, but Sutton continued trying to downplay it. It appears Sutton thinks Garcelle's anger is something that exists in a vacuum, and once she gets over it, they can be friends again. She's delusional. They played a game, Name 'Em, where they would ask questions about the cast, and she was supposed to answer the name of the cast member it applies to. She wouldn't say who she thought was the biggest liar on the cast, instead playing the Southern Belle and only answering when the description fit Dorit. When asked who was the richest, she said that there was a three-way tie, and she wouldn't go any further with an answer. Worst confessional look went to Bose, and no storyline was Erica. Worst confessional look was Bose? I would have to go back through all the confessional looks. I didn't think Bose had the worst confessional look this season, to be honest. But here we go, Reba. Yeah. So that is your update on what's going on with Sutton. Clearly, you would think after all this time, after the reunion, Sutton would have some sort of accountability, some sort of clarity, some sort of ownership in this situation with Garcelle. But she clearly doesn't. And she didn't then at the reunion. She clearly started to make everything about her. And she clearly, the approval of these other women were more important to her than her friendship with Garcelle. This was definitely a one-sided friendship. Anyway, speaking of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in season 15, there's been so much speculation on whether or not who was coming back. And now, according to the U.S. Sun, they have the deets on who might be coming back. So the U.S. Sun says the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 15 cast has been revealed after one producer favorite was given a big incentive to step it up this year, the U.S. Sun can reveal. Reports have been circulating that some of the Bravo stars have gotten the axe and won't return when filming begins after the series' latest cast shakeup. While not everyone will return to the season 15 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the U.S. Sun can confirm that the majority of the cast will indeed be back. According to a production insider, the ladies who are offered a spot to return next season have already been given their contracts. Kyle was the big question mark. She says that every year. For the longest time, but she's coming back. Producers offered her a big incentive to come back. So she is. I think them putting their eggs in the Kyle basket, and I've said this before, with other cities, is going to ruin Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She had long talks with production about what she's willing and not willing to show. She knows basically she has to step it up next season. She says that she's showing as much as she can without hurting those around her. But fans want to see more of her personal life, which includes her dating life. Honestly, I don't even care at this point. If you want to be a lesbian, be a lesbian. I don't care about it. I don't care. Even if she decides to come out next season and show Morgan, I no longer care, Kyle.
Clap if you care. All right, let's move on. Perfect.
Anyone else? Okay. The same with Dorit and her divorce. Last season, fans saw Kyle Richards explore her life as a newly single woman following her split from husband Mauricio Umansky. There's been speculation that Kyle was dating country singer Morgan Wade after, mind you, Morgan is 30, Kyle is 56. After the pair formed a close-knit bond in recent years. However, Kyle has not yet publicly stated that the two are or have been, ever been in a relationship, though she said that she's exploring her sexuality. The insider also revealed that fresh off of her explosive season 14 appearance, Dorit Kemsley will be back holding a diamond this year.
Can y'all believe this shit? Can y'all believe this?
Sutton Strack, Erica Jane, and Bozoma St. John are also said to be returning. Reports have recently circulated that Erica had been fired. However, the insider said that is untrue. There was also reports that she was going to be a friend of the season. The source added that 1 to 2 new names will be added to the cast after the abrupt departure of fan favorite Garcelle Bouvet. I think Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fans had some hope that there might be some major changes coming to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because when you look back at last season, it was lackluster. It was entertaining enough, but entertaining enough is not the direction you need to go in the next season, because it's going to lose its luster. And surprisingly, as Garcelle departed the show, a lot of her fans have said they won't be watching next season. Not just because it's Garcelle, but the way that they treated Garcelle upon her exit, including one-time fan favorite, Sutton Strack. Guys, as always, I want to know your reaction to the update that four new shows, including The Real Housewives of Rhode Island, have been announced at Bravo, reboots galore, and what's going on for season 15 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and Sutton's lack of self-awareness.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give the Kempire 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And as always, for more information on everything Kempire Radio Network, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.